Okay, let's take a break from the news now for a festival that's not happening this year because of the pandemic edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
All you ladies, get around. Good sweet candy man's in town. It's candy man.
Just sing, little darling, sing with me.
I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more.
Bill Bartholomew is a musician and broadcaster based in Providence, Rhode Island. His podcast is called Bartholomew Town. Bill, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jeremy. A pleasure.
It's great to have you. And the festival that is not happening this year is the Newport Folk Festival, which would have happened last weekend. Tell us a little bit about this festival in normal times.
Sure. Well, it's definitely a unique festival with a strong tradition, and it's evolved over the course of the last, 60 years or so into a go-to event where the tickets sell out before a single artist is announced. And it's really a magical experience. You are talking about a 10,000, roughly 10,000 capacity event with everyone there to just enjoy some unique music, all based around this really loosely coined term of folk.
And in normal times, by the way, people even sail their boats over to listen from the harbor, right?
Yeah, the Newport Float Festival, as they call it, and it's got its own world outside of the festival. There's a lot of subcategories when it comes to Newport folk, after parties, both official and unofficial, and just a culture that is really a year-round global platform for this brand of music.
Okay, well, you interviewed some of the artists who would have played during the festival, including this one that you brought us. This is a song called The Sad Sun. This is by Deer Tick.
And it does not happen like this in heaven. If heaven exists, and we'll never know until the moment we're finished.
Now, Deer Tick is a local favorite from Providence, named obviously after that annoying thing that always gets on my dog when he's in the woods. But tell us about them.
Well, yeah, you named it right there. They're a Providence, Rhode Island-based band that have become really emblematic of the state. You know, they're a band that they just write good songs. John McCauley, Ian O'Neill, everyone in the project really just comes down to songwriting and expression, and some people kind of give them a country motif or try to label them as an indie folk or indie rock band, but they span this widespread of music that is based, again, around that notion of folk music.
The next one that you have brought us that would have been at the festival this last weekend is Courtney Marie Andrews. This is called Old Flowers.
So please go. I can sleep on my own. I'm alone now, but I don't feel alone. You can't water old flowers, old flowers, old flowers.
See, now that you've got this image in my head, I'm just imagining myself sailing up on a boat into the harbor to listen to this. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, what a voice. What an artist.
Yeah.
And you really have an artist that has been around for, even at her young age, has been around for a while, kind of as a side person. First, actually, with Jimmy Eat World, has played with Damien Girardeau and other folks, and now has certainly over the last few years, in particular with her latest record, asserted herself as a powerhouse in, again, that sort of gray area between country and folk, indie pop, indie rock, whatever you want to call it, but an enduring artist that you imagine has a long career ahead, no doubt.
What makes something folk, by the way?
Yeah, isn't that fun to try to break down? Well, there's going to be the purists. I mean, look, you can go back in the Newport Folk Festival to Bob Dylan, the whole electric guitar story. Apparently Pete Seeger is going to take an axe to the sound cables and the power on the stage, because the traditional folk people were so dissatisfied with the notion of an electric guitar. That's a little bit of a fable and an exaggeration. But folk, I think personally, when I think of folk, it's just music that speaks to really just voice. And you could say that about most genres. You could argue that hip-hop is folk music, and it may very well be. I think Newport folk is a particular brand that you know it when you hear it. You know it when you see it.
Is Carly Simon folk?
Sure, although she's also pop.
Okay. We have time for one more. This is from Lee Fields and the Expressions. This is You're the Kind of Girl. By the way, it's kind of incredible that Lee Fields is still touring. His first single came out in 1969.
Yep. And that's another element of Newport folk that is so important, is it is a platform for contemporary music to emerge, and at the same time, it embraces these titans. And Lee Fields, of course, no exception. Just what an enduring artist, what an enduring sound.
Well, thank you for at least bringing us some of what would have been at the festival today. That is Bill Bartholomew, a musician and broadcaster, sharing what we would have heard at the Newport Folk Festival last weekend. Bill, thanks so much.
Hey, my pleasure. Take care.
I think I love you. I never met a girl so cool, so fine, and in control.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. It's NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.